Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know, it's funny. I do the pregame shows with Coach Riz, and so I'm done at about 1 o'clock or so. And then usually when I drive home, I'll put the fan on and I'll listen to Nathan, and I'll go about my day that way until I get home. But it was such a big time game. I was like, I want to hear what Ross has to say. I want to put up the main TV, right? And so it's not that I was sitting there watching the game as I'm driving down the highway, because that's incredibly unsafe, and I would never just outright tell you guys that was happening. But I also need to be honest with you guys and tell you that was just outright happening. So I don't condone that. That was awful. It's not great by me, but I couldn't resist it. And I told Coach Riz before I left, I was like, oh, this is not going to be good. Because if he's really, really good the way that I think he's going to be, or really exciting the way that I think the game is going to be,
right?
How am I going to keep my eyes on both? And so like I was doing more of a, I'll just listen and I'll just go about it and whatever. So anyway, long story short.
You pulled over?
No. Didn't pull over. I managed to basically just treat Ross Tucker like he was the radio. That's basically what I ended up doing. It's what I had to do because I was focused a little bit too much. And then I also had to call my wife and be like, all right, just tape the... I always tape the game, but every week I have to like call her and be like, hey, can you tape the game for me? As if this is like, I don't know, 2012 and we're dealing with like TiVos. And so I'm like, can you tape the game and make sure I'm not going to make it in time?
Do you not program your DVR ahead of time?
No, I never do. I there's nothing I DVR ever in life. The games are the only thing I DVR. I shouldn't even have a box anymore. The only thing I DVR are the games itself. That's it. That's the only thing. And every week I do the same exact thing.
I'll rewatch them on my laptop.
I do the same thing. I'll be fine. I'll catch the rewind. When I rewatch the game later on, then I'll catch up everything that I listened to with Nathan and we'll be fine. And Andrew Siciliano. And I always tell myself that, but I couldn't miss it. And so anyway, so I'm driving. And there's a little bit of a buffer room, right, before you actually get kickoff and then, you know, everything, because we get done here about 10 minutes before the game actually gets underway.
And they need time to do the anthem, the coin flip, all
that
stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's a whole what do you do,
it's
right?
It's like a 103 or 105
They're better
kickoff.
Than the NBA are when it comes to that stuff. But
yeah, tip-off's at 7. Meanwhile, the networks don't get you. Your tip-off's actually not until like 7:15.
So I heard this clip, though, from Shador. And it happened right before the game got underway. And we'll obviously comment on what happened after the game as well. But when I heard this clip, I want to share my reaction. And I want to hear what you thought as well.
What do you hope to show against this Raiders defense, your teammates, yourself, and these Browns fans with your play today?
I'm who they've been looking for.
When he said that, I almost swerved off the road. And the idea that I loved it so much, and the idea that I had been waiting, we all had been waiting, not since Baker Reagan Mayfield have you seen a Browns quarterback exude that much confidence, that borderline arrogance, dare I say.
I know.
But I loved it. I loved every second of it. That's a guy right there that believes in himself in a way that I believe in him, and I loved every bit of that, because it's part of the intrigue, and it's part of the fascination, but it's also part of the reason why I feel like if I want to take you inside the Shador Sanders fan mind, it's that right there, that unwavering belief in himself that everything's going to be all right, Nothing bad is going to happen. I got this. I'm cool, calm. I'll bet on myself. If you don't want to bet on me, I'll bet on myself. And this is the type of stuff that I really do think is infectious when it comes to these players.
Yeah.
Like, they relate to this stuff. You want your quarterback, your QB1. You want your guy to be feeling this way before he goes into a game. There had to have been a bunch of people listening that said, oh no, I can't believe he said that. He's writing checks his mouth can't cash. And then you watched what happened. And and when you can back it up the way that he does, I just think that's awesome.
When he said that, that was my first thought. Great soundbite, but man, if he goes out there and lays an egg, that's going to come back.
But people like that don't even conceive the possibility that laying an egg was on the table.
He didn't even conceive it.
I mean, it was such a...
But you have to understand, I have watched a lot of rookie quarterbacks first starts with the Cleveland Browns, and I was like, oh boy, he really, really set the bar.
But you've never heard Dylan Gabriel go into his start saying, I'm who they've been looking for.
I know.
Like, there's a confidence attached to making that statement. And I understood it. In that moment, I thought to myself, it's the reason why I've only ever backed a couple quarterbacks in life, Baker being one, Shador being the other. Both of them exuded this mentality that Shador has, and the belief in himself that he has, and the I'm going to make this successful. To hell or high water, I'm going to make this work. There's not another option. And this is the one game he's got, because, Daryl, we all know, if that game stunk and he stunk up the joint, Dylan Gabriel was named the quarterback for San Francisco today. He had to make it all work. And there's people that thrive under this type of setting. He's one of them. Not a doubt in my mind yesterday was going to go the way that it did. And it's partly because he's the same guy that would have the stones to make that type of statement in that moment when 99.9% of people are going, oh, no. Oh, you can't possibly say that.
And by the way,
you can't possibly say that. Shador is saying, watch me.
It was a walk-off line, too.
Because
he said it, and he turned and walked away, smiling.
Because of course he did. Because in his mind, and he talked about it after the game, the idea that he played out this game already in his head, hey, it wasn't going to fail. I've already done this game. I was doing this game Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I mentally have played this game already. It wasn't going to fail. There's so much I love about that clip that I think so many people that are listening right now just don't understand that why I love that the way that I did. So I'm trying to convey it because I'm not on an island. I know other people heard that and loved it as well, but there's just a mentality. We talk about built different all the time.
Yes.
It's such an athlete cliche, built different. Oh, I'm built different. Shador's built different. You don't hear quarterbacks go into that game with that pressure, with that bad offensive line, with that bad receiving core, all that.
And his dad up in a suite.
All that stacked against him. You don't hear people come into it that way, but he knew.
Yeah.
He knew.
Good. I mean, look, good for him. Good for him. And you're right. You have to have that mentality. And it does come off a lot. It can come off at times the wrong way. But when I heard it, I didn't view it as a negative. I was just like, I've seen 13 of these. This is the 13th one I'm going to see. None of them have gone well.
Well, you probably thought to yourself, I can't believe he just said that.
Yeah, I did.
That's the point.
And then he went out and played as well as he did. He hit that throw to Isaiah Bond, and then they showed, and Miles, his eyes got real big and smile. I'm like, oh boy, they have something here.
You could have shut the game off right then and there.
Yep.
You didn't need to see any more. Yep. You knew the game was in the bag, and you knew Shador had done something.
Quinchon
that had earned
punched
him the
in,
right.
It was 7-0, and I was like, That's ball game. That's going to be ball
game. Blouses over.
And that's exactly what it ultimately ended up being. So good for him.
But Daryl, what I'm speaking to is the idea that it's going to take someone special. It's going to take someone different to break what this Browns quarterback
and
curse has been.
It's going to have to take someone out of left field. Because here's the thing. And this is I have lamented this forever. And we've talked over the years about this.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else in the NFL can find quarterbacks out of thin air except for the Cleveland Browns. I'm talking franchise, the Browns, just for whatever reason, it escapes them. The ability to find their guy escapes them. And then, or when they think they found their guy, C. Baker, there are just circumstances that are involved with that just doesn't allow either party to continue together, and then we're, back to square one. Or they throw all the chips to the middle of the table for someone who has an unseeming off-the-field, baggage, whatever, right? Everyone put that. And that's because they're desperate. They now go down that path, right? I am convinced.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
And this not only goes for the Guardians, it goes for the Browns. It took for the Cavaliers to win an NBA championship, an all-time historic comeback.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere type of a situation, right? That just to win the one. They won one. LeBron was here for 11 years. They got one in the case. That's it. Out of five cracks at it, right? I am of the belief if the Guardians are ever going to win the World Series, it's going to come out of left field. It's going to come out of nowhere.
Almost did 2016.
I know, but it's gonna have to be a transcendent type of a situation.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Browns. Like their franchise quarterback is gonna have to come out of nowhere, and that could be Shedeur Sanders. And I'm not trying to put that on this kid right away. All right, mm-hmm.
It's still early. We can acknowledge that.
It's extremely premature. Even if he plays well over these final 6 weeks of the season, it's still premature to put that on his shoulders.
Yeah.
But like, I look at it. He says that yesterday, and I'm like, and then he plays the way he did. And I was like, you know what? Maybe this is just out of the blue, middle of nowhere. You know,
I mean, it didn't even cross his mind that he was going to fail yesterday, right. Daryl. And to say those comments, and the amount of people that would have replayed that after the fact, and the amount of people that were waiting, mm-hmm. licking their lips, trying to get excited about the prospect of watching him not be able to perform and making him eat those words. I'm telling you. There's something different to the way that this guy, I've always seen it. There's something different to the way that this guy goes, and it's infectious. And I think other people do see that. I think the players see that as well. And like, it starts with comments like these that 99.9% of people wouldn't at 3 a.m. in their wildest dreams even think about making. And he doesn't hesitate to do so.
Yeah. So maybe he's their Tom Brady, right?
Mm.
Maybe. I'm not saying he's going to
win. They both wear 12, Daryl. Are we connecting some dots here?
I'm not saying he's going to win 6 Super Bowls here, but no, but you know what I mean? Like, he's a fifth-round pick. He, at times, was projected to be an early first-rounder. No one wanted to touch him until the Browns traded up with Philadelphia to go get him, and let's be honest about it, it was a why-not type of a scenario, and we got all we needed out of this draft. Why not? Let's go get Shedeur. Sure, no problem. You know, if something happens there, great. If it flops, well, whatever. It's a fifth-round pick. Like, it happens. But maybe that this he could ultimately end up being the guy. He's got a lot to prove. He's got to do it on the field.
Yep.
But I am convinced that the franchise quarterback for the Cleveland Browns isn't coming in the first round. It ain't coming in the top of the first round. It's coming out of nowhere. I firmly believe that. And maybe, just maybe, it's Shedeur Sanders. We'll see. He's got to show us.
Could be. 216-474 to below 92. I want to play this other clip. And again, this is courtesy of CBS. Now, this one got you a little riled up, or at least thinking about things. Here it is.
I enjoyed it. Coming up here before y'all, 6-7 months ago, I couldn't tell you I'd be here. God, the only way I'm able to even get through everything, being able to see my family, that was important, and I'm happy that I was here to be able to witness it. Everybody starts different places, and like I say, just because I didn't get the summer reps, just because I wasn't in the best situation, for me to be prepared to go out there and execute, like from a summer standpoint, that's how life is. Not everybody's not in the best situation, but it's no excuse. You got to go out there and perform. Like, there's no choice, there's no question. Nobody cares if this was 1 week of prep. Who cares, you know? So a lot of people want to see me fail, and that ain't going to happen.
Yeah, What'd you take issue with?
I don't know that everybody wanted to see him fail. Yes, I will acknowledge there are people in the media sphere that would love nothing more than to see this kid fall flat on his face and be a bust. Yes, those people do exist in our business. I'm not one of them. I know you're not one of them. Yeah. I know we got a lot of people at this station. We're not among them. There are some that are rooting against him. I will grant him that. But and part of this might be he's building the chip on his shoulder. Fifth-round pick, got passed on the draft by everyone at least five times, right?
Yeah.
So got to build that motivation internally that he's got to have to fuel him. But I'm here to Shador, not everybody wants you to fail. Not everybody's rooting for you to fail. There isn't a single Browns fan right now that's rooting for you to fail. Okay?
No, we had fun. Sunday was fun.
Yes.
Who wouldn't want to do that again? We should want to do that every single Sunday. I'm with you. I think more people than not, especially as we came closer to it, I think more Browns fans than not came closer to that realization of like, oh, this is much better than Dylan Gabriel. This is at least an offense that can do something.
It took one throw.
It really did. It took one throw. And then it felt like everyone was uniting. Now people are still in the comment sections and they're still arguing over about just how good of a game that was and using all their, like, if I have to hear success rate one more time, I'm going to lose it. But like, there are definitely some people that are making some, what I believe to be, arguments against Shador that aren't operating in good faith.
Statistically, it was a dud of a game, statistically speaking, but from the eyeball test, rousing success.
Yeah.
And the eyeball test is what matters more than the stats. Oh, and yeah, the final score, too.
I told you, I got my scouting hat on. The hat is fake. The scouting is real. And we don't box score jockey when I have the scouting hat on. I decided last week, we don't box score jockey. We don't do any of that. You're looking at me very seriously. None of this is supposed to be taken seriously, by the way.
I'm just imagining you.
None of it is supposed to be taken any seriously in the slightest.
I've seen you wear a hat, and I'm just trying to picture you right now wearing your scouting hat. You know what?
It's a scouting written right across it.
I think we just figured out what you can get for the upcoming holidays. We can get you a hat. It just says scout on it.
Yeah, but the hat wouldn't be fake then. The scouting is real. The hat is fake. That's the bit, Daryl. But if you want to get me a scouting hat, I will be more than happy to take it. And if you want to just get me a generic hat as well. As turned out from the Cleveland hockey team, sending me the Cleveland Barons hat, I will wear any hat that anyone sends me.
Yeah.
Like if you want to know anything, I will wear any hat that anybody sends me. At least once. Maybe not twice.
By the way,
I will wear any hat. With the exception of one that says curse words on it, I will wear any hat.
That was a nice hat they sent you, too.
Yeah, that was nice. I did like that one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.